Hi, I'm your host, Dominique, for the blog Music, Art, Culture, and welcome to the podcast. I'm so happy to be speaking to all of you. You're like family. Yes, I said that. You're like family. If you're listening to me talk and rave about the week's happenings and what's on my mind, then you're definitely one of my favorite people because I think we have a lot in common. I think we're a lot alike. So I just want to welcome you to the podcast. I want to be your go-to podcast for the blog Music, Art, Culture. Welcome to another great beginning. Yes, today is a wonderful day to put our best foot forward for the rest of the week, and I am just very excited to hear how you all are doing. Absolutely. So if you wonder, well, how can I let her know how I'm doing? Feel free to follow me on social media. Feel free to send us an email. If you want to send an email over, well, our email address is info@musicartculture.org. If you hear anything on the show that you'd like to respond to or that you find that you'd like to talk about for a future topic, well, be sure to let me know. Go ahead and write in the subject line podcast or the blog Music, Art, Culture response. Whichever you want to do it, it doesn't matter because if you send me an email, I'm definitely going to read it and I will get back to you on that. You can also follow our social media page for Twitter, which is, drumroll, yes, our Twitter handle is at MACEF Public Arts. Again, that's at MACEF Public Arts. And of course, I'm your host, Dominique LaRue. You can follow me on social media as well. My handle is Dominique, DominiqueLaRuex. Yes, it's very long, but I thank you for bearing with me. Now, if you are following on Instagram, feel free to send a shout out note and I'll be free and always available to like, share, tweet, follow. Anything going on your page as well that you'd love to share that's positive and uplifting, we're going to get into it. But a few more pieces of brief information. If you are not already subscribed to the blog Music, Art, Culture and you have an iPhone, well, just go to the podcast app in your smartphone device and search the show. The blog Music, Art, Culture. Go ahead and search that. When it comes up, go ahead and tap it, hit subscribe, and you can listen. Or you can just go to my Twitter page, same as my Instagram, Dominique LaRue. Click the link, and there you go. It takes you straight to the podcast link for iTunes. We're also on Anchor. Yes, we're also on Spotify. Yes, we're also on Google Podcasts and a few others. So there are other ways to listen to the conversation. Whichever your preference, I'm sure we can accommodate you, and I look forward to it. However you want to listen, get in this mix with me because I want to know what you think about the week and what's been transpiring. Oh, man. I've got some headlines to talk to you all about. I found some interesting stuff about Steph Curry and the statement that suggests maybe he doesn't believe we've landed on the moon. Very interesting there. There's also some sad news happening reported by People Magazine on People.com. And, well, we've got some other headlines as well. Everything's not sad. Some is actually very cheerful. And guess what? Guess what? We are in December, people, so whether you celebrate Christmas or not, I hope you don't suffer by missing out on a lot of the great holiday music that's out there. We actually have a playlist. Yes, I put together a playlist, and it is called Holiday Cheer. Or no, I think it's Christmas Cheer, which is pretty much the same thing. But there's great songs on there, like from Nat King Cole, some of your favorite standards from Celine Dion. We also have Mariah Carey, Whitney Houston, a little soulful favorite twists on Santa coming from the Jackson 5. And it's just loads of fun. So if you're interested, I'll also post that on my highlights. So if you have a, what is it? Oh, yeah. Apple Music subscription, you can listen to that. But stay tuned. We're going to get into more of these fun-filled topics just to wrap up the weekend and share some information. And yeah, keep listening to the Blog Music Art Culture. We'll be right back. Okay, so we're going to talk about what is up with the music. Yes, and this is good news. Nat King Cole's holiday track returns to Billboard Hot 100's list. Why is that? Well, because everyone loves that song. It's timeless. The Christmas song, Merry Christmas to You. Oh, chestnuts roasting on an open fire. You know that song. Come on. So with the holiday season in full swing, that's back on the list. And guess what? He's not alone. We also have hits like Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You, which was, I think, redone as a duet with Justin Bieber. Very interesting, right? If you remember that. And there's also Brenda Lee's Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree and a lot of our favorite movies. Everyone should know that song by now. But back to Nat King Cole, the crooning classic, yes, yes. Where is it? Well, the holiday hit returns to the top 50 spot, hitting the number 39. Boom. Top 40, but not at the bottom, right at 39 on the Billboard Hot 100s. Now, if the name sounds familiar to you, well, he is definitely a staple, and he left behind his beautiful daughter, Natalie Cole. So definitely, wow. If you're not familiar with jazz standards or American classic standards, take a look. Google him. Go into Pandora, put in Nat King Cole, look up Natalie Cole, and I think you'll definitely enjoy the music. And of course, who doesn't know Mariah Carey, who just dropped her album, Caution? And it was really cool because I was reading something about she broke her own record for, I think, the R&B charts or something like that for that album. Caution. I listened to it briefly. It was pretty good. Not one of my favorites, but anything that Mariah Carey puts out, she really does bring, you know, the pipes. She's a great singer. So you know that the melodies are going to be there. And she's a great writer. And I'm a huge fan, so I can't even front on that one. But back to the music at hand. Other holiday tracks to return to the Hot 100s include Andy Williams' It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year, Have a Holly Jolly Christmas by Burl Ives, and Bobby Helms' Jingle Bell Rock, and Wham's Last Christmas. Well, if you don't know Wham, maybe you're just not that familiar, but if you know the name George Michael, well, that's where he came from. He came from that group called Wham, just like how, well, we won't go there. But, you know, there's always one breakout star. You know who they are. Come on now. Now, if you say to me, Dominique, you know, holiday music really isn't my thing, well, don't worry, I got you too. The Hot 100 list of today's music, well, number one is Sicko Mode, Travis Scott. If you don't know who Travis Scott is, let me inform you, that is Kylie Jenner's hubby, aka child's father, aka Sicko Mode, the one that looks like a amusement park roller coaster. Yeah. He's number one. I actually like that song, by the way. It has a lot of great bass and energy. Just makes you want to pump up at the gym. Number two is Thank You Next, Ariana Grande. Number three is Happier by Marshmello and Bastille. Number four is Without Me, Hosley. How do you say her name? Hosley. Oh my gosh. All I know is I love her. She's beautiful. Her voice is amazing. And we're going to move over to number five, High Hopes, Panic at the Disco. Yes, that's the actual artist. And the title of the song is High Hopes. Number six, Mo Bamba. The artist is Sheck West. Number seven, ZZ by Kodak Black. Number eight, Drip Too Hard. Well, that's by Little Baby and Gunna.
I haven't heard that one, I can't deny. Number 9 is Girls Like You, Maroon 5 featuring Cardi B. That's amazing that that's still on the top 10, by the way. I mean, that song was, it's been around for a minute. So big up to Maroon 5, shout out to Cardi B. And number 10, Holding On, is Lucid Dreams by Juice WRLD. Again, I haven't heard of that artist, but I think I kind of want to check this out a little bit. Just to drop it a little further. Well, Mariah Carey, she did make the top 20. She's at number 14 with All I Want for Christmas. Oh, yes, classic. And we've also got Post Malone at number 11, Better Now. We've got Ella May at number 16 with Trip. Love her, by the way. Some nice R&B sounds coming from her. Let's see. Who else we got? Mia, or M.I.A., at number 19. This is Bad Bunny featuring Drake, who totally had an awesome summer with the Migos on tour. Bad Bunny, he was on a track with Cardi B, and he also has a lot of great other reggaeton tracks as well. Great music by him. And last but not least, holding it down on the number 20 spot, Love Lies by Khalid and Normani. Yes, yes. Oh, the music, the music, the music. One thing I love about the Billboard website, though, is if you want to get familiar with an artist, you can always check out what's trending, how's it performing, and then you can just tap on the link, listen to the song, see where they're performing, go to their website. It's great. It's great. It's a great way to discover new music. I'm all for it. I love it. And you can also, I don't know, just get some exposure to some new sounds. It's a lot of fun. It's really, really, really a lot of fun. Oh, okay. So, what are you listening to? If you're listening to anything, what are you listening to? That is the question. What is on your iPod? What is on your Pandora playlist? What is in your shuffle? Like, you know, what are you listening to? What are your stations on your preset? Are you more of a jazzy person? Are you on the rock and roll? Are you the R&B? Are you rap? Are you contemporary gospel? What is it that you're listening to? I definitely want to know what your favorite song is. If you have a favorite artist that inspires you, whatever you like to rock out to while you're in the gym, while you're doing your yoga, while you're cooking, I want you to share your favorite song with me. Remember, you can send an email. You can even like send the email. Seriously, I really want to know what you guys are listening to. So make sure you send it to info@musicartculture.org and let me know what is in your playlist. And I want to give you a shout out because I think that's really cool. I want to know what you all like to listen to when nobody's watching, when everybody is listening, right before you go to bed, when you're getting up in the morning, when you're on your way to the gym, when you're working out. I want to know what is in your playlist. Let me know. Holla at your girl. Check it out. Like, seriously, send me an email. Tell me what you're listening to, because I really want to know. You see how many times? See how many times I asked? Tell me what you're listening to, because whatever you're listening to, I don't care if I've ever heard of it or not. I want to listen to it too. Yes. Yes. Yes, I do. So keep listening to the blog Music Art Culture. I'm your host, Dominique. I'll be right back. We're going to keep it moving with this conversation. I hope you're enjoying it as much as I am. What are we going to talk about next? I think I know. I got it. All right, we're going to talk about a little art culture news. I know a lot of you are familiar with Refinery 29. The publication, along with everyone else, has been talking about what is really unfortunate, which is the USA Gymnastics team, or I'm sorry, hello, the USA Gymnastics organization filing for official bankruptcy. That's right. If you're not familiar, well, let's just bring you up to speed. Larry Nassar, who was sentenced back in January, basically he was a coach and he was accused of sexually assaulting a lot of the players, and, well, he's got some jail time. And it was a really big scandal, really sad, really unfortunate. There were a lot of gold medalists, silver medalists, bronze medalists, people who were actually qualified to place and participate in these competitions at high levels that had been victims of sexual abuse. And it was reported that this was the biggest sexual abuse scandal in the history of sports, which is what some are assuming. But after talks with previous gymnasts, those who were influential enough to really bring light to the situation and let people know the seriousness of what was going on outside of the obvious, as a desperate attempt, the organization wanted to do a strict and very deep probe into basically how this guy was able to get away with it for so long. How come nobody knew what was going on? And if someone knew anything, why it wasn't reported for years? So, long story short, or should I say really short story long, because it's never going to end anytime soon, but they did file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. The USA Gymnastics organization filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. So the whole point is to rebuild the organization and meet their responsibilities to the athletes and the members, the survivors, and the entire community, but definitely to also rebuild a lot of trust and figure out from a legal standpoint, because a lot of these girls, they come in as minors, they're young, they're clearly supervised, but at the same time, whatever was happening, there was a lack of supervision and or reporting. So what happened to this coach? Well, he was sentenced to 40 up to 175 years in prison. So what was he sentenced? Anywhere between 40 to 175 years. Okay, for sexually abusing more than 150 young women and girls at the end of January. So they've been questioning the leadership. People have been falling off left and right. And there was the arrest of the former USA Gymnastics president. Remember, Mary Bono resigned after making some very controversial remarks. And the best is yet to come, because clearly I'm hoping and praying that we will have some representation at the Olympics and we can all partake in the sport. I know that I have never, ever in my life been able to do what those gymnasts have done. But I love to watch it. It's so empowering. It's so beautiful. It's like poetry in motion. It's a beautiful style of aerobic dance. And I love it. And I know that there's a lot of them who are suffering in the midst of this that aren't able to come forward. And whatever the case is, I hope that it doesn't derail anyone from their passions, because definitely the work that these people are able to do as athletes is amazing. So big up to the survivors. They are definitely like inspiring. They're so inspiring. Even their boldness to just allow themselves to go on record, whether we know them all by name or not. Clearly the courts are aware of them, and their willingness to be heard and to be bold is definitely something to be acknowledged. So kudos. Kudos to the families who supported them. Kudos to their teams that supported them. Kudos to them for just being a voice, especially when there are always many voices that will never be known, will never be heard. So big up to them. And it's good to see that the organization, they really want to see some change. And if that means that they file for bankruptcy and they have to shut everything down and start from scratch, I think it's really commendable on their end, because they want to make sure that not only are the players safe, the coaches are safe, that they have the right people, okay, paired with these young ladies to make sure that no one's placed in a compromising situation, and that we can continue to represent well when it comes to the sport. Because, yeah. Why does that matter? Well, I love to watch them. I love to watch them do what they do, like millions of other people globally. And they love to do it. So, yeah, let's get back to the business of being, like, great and grand and all in that gym, doing those backflips and all that twist turn. I don't know the terms, but you know, I like to watch it. So big up to you all for the bravery, and I hope that you continue to be loud and brave women who have come forward and who are operating in the dynamic of making change happen for the safety of the players, for the integrity of the sport. Holla at your girl. Boom. I said it. That was my drop the mic moment. That was the boom. But anyways, let's digress. Because if you haven't heard of that, I'm glad that I was able to share it with you. But more importantly, if you want to know more about it, you can always look it up. It's information in the news, CNN, who else? Refinery29 is where we got the article from. You can go look at their article that they published about it and get more information that way. I hope that you've enjoyed the topic so far, because that's always important to me as your host. I want to make sure that I'm engaging you in things that you want to know about when it comes to music, art, culture, when it comes to things that have to do about the way that we interact with one another, the things that we love on a day-to-day basis, and things that kind of make you feel good and think too, you know? I try. Just a little bit. Now let's get into these announcements, because, well, I've got some things that maybe you want to know. And maybe an app that you want to get familiar with. So keep listening. Check it out. Oh yeah. Sorry, had to come back from the break because there was just one more thing. The USA Gymnastics organization is currently facing 100 lawsuits from athletes and survivors. So basically, by them filing bankruptcy, it allows them to settle these lawsuits and essentially stall the U.S. Olympic Committee's next steps for dismantling their organization just a little bit longer. Yeah, I thought you should know that. Or at least that's what the Associated Press is reporting, which we all know that they're pretty reliable. So, yeah. Now we'll be right back. All right, we've got news from the food and wine section. Now, this is very interesting because when it comes to culture, well, we all have that fast food mentality. At least I do. I mean, I try and eat healthy like everyone else, but sometimes I catch the bug and that drive-thru is right there. And I think how long it'll take me to get through the grocery store in LA. And I say, you know what? Between the time it takes me to exit the freeway and get to Trader Joe's, I could just make a beeline, get a quick sandwich, eat it, and then maybe stop and get some groceries when traffic dies down, or, you know, even worse, put it off to the next day. Yeah, I do that. And probably a lot of you do too. But, well, this is actually a little encouraging to me because this article published by Food and Wine suggests that there are 15 foods you should absolutely stop ordering according to fast food workers. And then it says be wary of fountain soda. What is that about? Well, let's figure it out together because I'm going to list a few. All right, now this list is very interesting. Very interesting indeed, and I'll tell you why. Because Food and Wine, well, maybe they got it right, maybe they got it wrong, but whoever put the list together, they're saying you definitely don't know too much about the quote-unquote cooking process, so it's time to be aware, people. What made the list? Well, fountain sodas, iced cappuccino. What was the reason for that one? They said the ice cap machine never gets cleaned. Never, ever. Whatever that means. Because it's just ice, right? So what else is going in there that, I don't know, maybe we need to speak to a specialist, like a Starbucks person, and they can explain it to us. Not to say that they said this happens at Starbucks. I'm just saying, I read a quote, and that's what it said. Bread twists. Now, this is very sad because I love bread twists, but They said it's the same amount of dough in total for like $3 cheaper. Why? I don't know. Unless you want the cinnamon ones. What is this even about? Bread Twist? What do you have against Bread Twist? I guess they're saying that they're charging you more even though it's the same dough, but maybe depending on the baking style or the type of pastry it is. It's called capitalism. Next. Nachos. What's wrong with the nachos? Do not know. Coffee. Very interesting because I love coffee and I typically drink more than one cup a day. So this is very interesting. But this one actually makes sense. This explanation is reasonable. It says, do not buy the coffee unless it's early morning when we first open. Otherwise, you're going to drink coffee that's been sitting out for a solid 5 hours at least. They also mentioned decaf coffee. Very, very interesting. Part of the reason why, well, whenever someone ordered it, my manager would just have me water down the regular coffee. Oh, wow. Shrimp entrees, white mocha anything. This is very interesting. Okay, there's also anything with ice. We've already went over that. Spaghetti. Why? Who has anything against spaghetti? Sweet tea. Okay, now this one I have to read. Sweet tea or any tea variation in the metal containers. They just get rinsed out, and oftentimes when whoever is making it, they drop the giant spoon to mix it and fish it out with their bare hands. Wow. Wow. I don't know what that's about, but moving on. Rolled chicken tacos. Personal pan pizzas. What is that about? Burger with lettuce wrap. Leave people's food alone. Now you're just being bullies. Tuna salad. I love tuna salad. Back off. So those were some of the lists, and they had different types of quotes. I wasn't going to read all the quotes because some of them sounded more like preference, but it's really interesting. I guess something to definitely be aware of when it comes to food culture. And I think some of it makes sense. I mean, you would assume that these people are washing their hands because it is the law, but you never really know. So I think really what they did is they kind of stuck some people in a room and asked them to take a survey based on their experience in the fast food industry or in the food industry. And we got some insight. So, yeah, kudos to Food and Wine for breaking the news on that one, because you never know. You always assume the best, right? I know I will. I'll always assume the best when I go into a restaurant. I trust that, you know, between the front door, the tables, the kitchen, and the restrooms, everything's up to code. Otherwise, I wouldn't sit down, right? Otherwise, I wouldn't be ordering my food. But things to be aware of. And if you want to check that out, go over to Food and Wine, and you can read more on that article. Let's take a minute and digress. All right, so we are back, beautiful people. Thank you for hanging in there. One of the things I want to talk about, first off, last week was a great show. We talked about retail therapy and turning that energy into volunteerism and into basically supporting causes that are near and dear to your heart, or supporting causes near and dear to those close to you. And I hope that's something that resonates with you all during this holiday season. Sometimes we don't need another gift or another item in our house, another pair of tennis shoes. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. But if you know who your gifts are going to, and if you know what they really like or what they really don't like, then there are ways to mix up how to do that. So I just wanted to throw that out there. And yes, I do this myself. Personally, this year, I chose to give a monetary donation to UNICEF to help with the crisis actively going on in Yemen that's affecting men, women, and children, specifically to help the children who clearly are unable to help themselves. And being that I'm from California, well, we've also had the wildfires that have taken out a lot of Malibu. There's been a lot of devastation all over the country, actually, and across the globe. So if you can find it in your space, you know, that space in your chest that they say is a valve that is shaped like a heart, but it's really not. It's kind of more like a blob. But yeah, if you can find the love in your heart to support some of those causes that are going on, or even at your local level, whatever you are, if you have a Boys and Girls Club, if you have local Girl Scouts, local Boy Scouts, a local school that you know could use some community spirit and support, don't be a stranger. Reach out to your local level leaders and let them know that you want to get involved. So now that that PSA is out of the way, I wanted to talk about something really near and dear to me because I come from a very big family. And I was looking at this story actually published by People.com from Apple News. If you're into that, you can go ahead and take a look at it as well. But it was really unfortunate. A story was published that a pregnant cheerleader who was 17 was found dumped by her football playing boyfriend. If that sounded a bit harsh, I do apologize if I've offended anyone, but basically that's the state of events. And saying all that to say, the story itself is really tragic. The two were dating and she gets pregnant, girl tells boy, well after the date of when it is clinically acceptable to give an abortion, and he can't handle it. He asks the pregnant mother, the girlfriend, to meet him. She leaves the house around 11 or so at night. She doesn't return. And when he was asked about it, at first he was kind of, no, I didn't see her. Then he eventually confesses that he stabbed her. And it was because he was enraged that she did not communicate when she was pregnant. And he feels basically that she waited and prolonged the process because she wanted to have the baby. And he went into a rage. Now, it's really sad. Prayers go out to them. The point of sharing that story is that you never really know what your family members are going through, who they're surrounding themselves with, and what type of mental state of mind they may be in. Things happen. Everyone has ups and downs. But it's very important that we all stay very connected to one another, to even sometimes ask the invasive questions about what's going on in their private lives, what's going on in their dating lives, what's going on in their friend circles, because who knows what could have happened if maybe more people were asking these questions. Not to say that they were not asking these questions, because this is a developing story. Information is limited. Some of the quotes that were provided via the article did come from the affidavit of the young man who supposedly spoke with police. They don't know if he's lawyered up yet. It's just really unfortunate. And in a case like this, where there should be a celebration, there's actually a time of mourning. And I just wanted to encourage other people to get involved in their loved ones, neighbors, friends, social circles, their personal circles. And there's ways to be kind and polite while doing so. You always want to do a check-in and make sure that they are okay. You never know what could happen, and we definitely don't want to wish for the worst, but we want to be aware of how we can all take part in being a vessel of availability just to raise a white flag or raise a red flag and let someone know that we're actively available and we're here and we care. So, yes, that was a short moment of silence for the young lady who lost her life. Brianna Rothsaleg, if I'm saying that correctly. If I'm saying it incorrectly, I do apologize. And that was out of the high school that they went to was Mishawaka High School. The young man, 16 years old. The young lady, 17 years old. And they're just babies. They're just babies. So some people think, oh, well, she's having a baby. She's not a baby. was a to-be father. He's no longer that. But you never know the developmental stage of someone's maturity level. And it's just really sad that two lives were lost. And really a third is being transformed as we speak, because he definitely could not see straight and past his own thoughts in those moments that led up to the event that really at this point are insignificant. So prayers to her family. They do have a GoFundMe page. Go ahead and look into that article if you're interested in hearing more. But that was definitely important. If you see something, say something. That is the way the saying goes, and it's something that should not be overlooked. So thank you all for listening to that bit of news. I know it's not the most exciting. And now we'll be moving on to something else. Well, it's also December, so yes, holiday time, yes, tax preparation, and yes, we are in football. There's so much fun, there's so much excitement happening, and make sure that you're smart about the way you do your tax returns. I wanted to let people know that, because 'tis the season to get ready. Fa la 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 la. Uncle Sam is there and waiting. Fa la 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 la. Keep receipts and even journals if you don't always use credit cards. Why? Because audits are real. Fa la 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 la. Oh, I hope you enjoyed that song. But yes, what am I saying? I'm saying get ready for taxes, people. If you are taking lunches and it's related to work, you can write that off. If you're doing dry cleaning for your work clothes, you can write that off. If you are buying gifts for a boss, you can write that off. If you are holding events for coworkers or business-related events or having outings that are related to business income, you can write that off. And if you have an at-home office, I have to be specific, you do need to know your measurements, and they do have to be accurate, and they do need to be substantially in line with how much space you actually use to work in, but definitely you can write that off. This is coming from someone in their early 30s who knows the value of not just paying taxes, but knowing what you can and can't do. I mean, you know, I'm at that stage where I am a contributing American. I'm paying my taxes. I'm working hard like the rest of us. High five. High five. I know you feel it. You feel that hand come through? Oh, yeah. So we have to be smart. We have to be smart about the way that we prepare our taxes. We have to be involved in that process and make sure we ask the right questions while we're sitting on the opposite end of that desk. Yeah? Yeah. All right, beautiful people. So it has been real. I've had such a great time on today's episode of the blog Music Art Culture. I am your host, Dominique. Again, feel free. I want to connect with you all. So send over that email. Send it over to info@musicartculture.org. You can also follow us on Twitter at MACEF Public Arts. And yes, I've spelled out my name way too many times, so I won't do it to you again. But definitely, if there is something that you want to talk about, or if you would like to be featured on an episode, guess what? I would love to hear from you. If you have a creative talent, if you're involved in your community, if you have some educational materials that you would like to share that have been successful techniques for the young people in or the developing minds. Young people are developing minds, you know, like people in K through 12, or developing minds if you're like a university teacher or a Sunday school teacher, or maybe you hold a nursery and you just have some tips and techniques that you want to share with people who, I don't know, they don't have to have kids, but maybe they do, maybe they don't. Anyway, I want to hear from you. If you are someone who wants to share your personal journey and story, I would love to hear from you. So feel free to connect via social media or via email, and I will be sure to get back to you. In the subject line, the blog, Music Art Culture, is what you should include. And be sure to use a good email address, where, of course, would be a great way for me to get in contact with you. And also, need I say it? I think I do. A good callback number. Yeah, I've had times where I get info to contact, and yeah, let's just make sure that it's the best info, because I definitely want to hear what you have to say, and I am so looking forward to connect. Until next time, I hope that you all have a great week. I'll be posting some highlights on my social media and on our Twitter, Instagram. Yes, get involved. Get involved this holiday season, whether it's Kwanzaa, Christmas, Hanukkah. Well, hey, we're all a community, and I think that's what we all need to remember. Whatever you celebrate, just remember that if you leave a little space for the rest of us human beings to celebrate with you, I promise you will not be alone, and we will be at the table together, whether it's creatively, whether it's inspirational, whether it's volunteerism, whatever the it may be, just keep us in the loop, because we want to celebrate you as well as you take your journey. So thank you again for listening to the blog Music Art Culture. Make sure that you subscribe to our Apple Podcast, and you can also check us out on Google Podcasts, Spotify. We are there as well. And of course, our Anchor platform, which is wonderful, who makes it all possible for me to get to you through this podcast. Anchor is the best. If you don't know about Anchor, get connected with anchor.fm/musicartculture. And of course, you'll see the links to what else Anchor can do for you. It's such a wonderful platform. Join the family. Check it out. Till next time, this is, well, you know who it is. It's your girl, Dominique. Yeah. Your friend of the family, that girl who's kind of like family, but not like family, but you just call her family because she sounds like that cousin that you know and love, or the one that you see all the time. Yeah, that's me. Welcome to the fam bam. Thank you for checking out the podcast. I'm looking forward to next week. I think I have something special, but I won't say anything yet. Just keep listening. Till next time. Bye-bye.